Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is the feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Yesterday was the 11th annual Police Memorial and Walk of Honor ceremony, which recognizes current officers and retirees. The event began with an invocation and included the reading of names of those officers who have died in the last year, and also brings together families of those officers and area law enforcement agencies. Joe Cimino, the president of the Association of Rochester Police and Area Law Enforcement Retirees, said, quote, "It makes you feel good that we can honor those people that we lost and that we stand as one going forward." So nice way to honor the people that, you know, put their lives on the line every day to serve our community.
You've probably seen a lot of posts online of people saying, if I get 10,000 likes, I'll throw an egg at my mom.
Yeah.
I get 10,000 likes, I'll eat chicken fingers every day. 26-29 is wanted by police in Connecticut for failure to appear. He said on the post, if police can get 15,000 likes, he will indeed turn himself in.
Wow.
According to police, Sims, by the way, originally said 20,000. Police said 10, so they negotiated, met
in
the middle.
Oh, my gosh.
Over the first 12 hours of the post, by the way, which not even his. It's the police. He's not even getting the likes. The police are getting the likes.
Yeah, he's getting the fame.
Had nearly 9,000. Just checked back. It looks like he is up to 22,000.
Oh!
So. No word yet if he has turned himself in, but
that is hilarious.
Yeah, that's something. I wonder.
Wow.
I can't wait for the judge to kind of factor in that.
Yeah, right. Oh, this is very, very, very sad news coming out of Florida. A baby girl just a few months old died yesterday after being left in a daycare van. Again, in Florida, this is according to the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office. Police responded to a call about an unresponsive baby at the Ewing's Love and Hope Preschool and Academy around 1 p.m. yesterday. The infant was found in a car seat inside the van, and she was transported to the hospital where she died. Preliminary information showed that she was in the van from around 8 a.m. until 1, so 5 hours in 92-degree heat outside. So you can imagine inside the van. The director of the daycare was arrested and the investigation is ongoing. But just, you know, absolutely tragic. And on average, 38 children die each year in the U.S. in hot cars. That's about one death every 9 days.
Yikes.
And last year, the fatalities were the highest recorded with 52. So when you think about that, this is just a completely senseless thing that
bring
happens.
Your kid with you when you go
well,
somewhere.
Well, yeah, and these daycare centers, I think I read that this daycare center only cared for like 14 kids. That's not really that much. Like, it's not like you have, you know, 75 kids running around.
Sure.
Like, there's no excuse. There's no excuse.
No,
so.
Not even if there's one person working, there's still no excuse
no,
for that.
No.
And finally, the Team PXY feed. A Kristen Wiig comedy and an Amazon Prime series have pulled out of filming in Georgia over the state's new abortion laws. Of course,
good.
Kristen Wiig, Canandaigua's finest.
Uh-huh.
So production was set to begin there on Wiig's Barb and Star go to Vista Del Mar. The movie was co-written by Wiig and fellow bridesmaid writer Annie Momolo. Amazon's The Power has also pulled out of filming its first season in Georgia. Quote, and this is the showrunner from Power saying, it felt wrong to make our show in a state that is taking this stance on the abortion issue. We just couldn't do it.
That's
so,
awesome.
Again,
good
it's
for
a
them.
Certainly big debate right now. I saw there were some protests in Rochester
yep.
earlier this week, I think
saw
on Tuesday.
That. Yeah.
And so certainly something that's not going to be going away anytime soon. A few things up online for you at 98pxy.com. Billie Eilish got candid about her mental health struggles and kind of opened up in a new PSA.
Oh. What did she say about that?
Go to 98pxy.com.
Oh,
get all the info. Lamar Odom also opening up about how Khloe Kardashian beat up one of his stripper mistresses. So there's also that. You know, we're really going with both sides of the spectrum here of, mm-hmm. you know, PSA, moving society forward, and then Lamar Odom just dragging us
yeah.
all back.